Don't obey. There's a direction that we must all grow towards, and it is up, as in growing up. We get there by learning, from books, from each other, from experience, from adventures and explorations, rebellious creativity and unrestrained vision. We learn from tragedies, and we learn from great challenges. This act of learning injects us with knowledge. One day we feel weak, and the next, the wisdom of great beings drives us, animates us. That is really what moves us all. Wisdom. Knowledge transforms within us. It integrates with who we are, and we integrate with it. Inherited wisdom from books and other great beings puts our minds in the culture of greatness. And from here, we see that greatness is all there ever was. Only in greatness can we set off to search and find meaning. Only in greatness will we dare to change or repair the world. Greatness is the most human of all things. It is the healthiest thing. It is where all of you focuses together so that you can become ever more. But you standing up to religious indoctrination, to ineffective education, you rejecting being born to poverty, rejecting all the forms of control from grades, bullies, GPAs, and diplomas onto TPS reports, whatever the fuck those are, is the one great way to greatly inconvenience all the adults who are already ever so burdened. And though you assume everyone wants good, everyone cares, everyone looks to the positive benefits of all, you are wrong. It will take many years for you to see it. The fathers pulling out their brilliant kids out of the gym, not because they can't do it, they could, but because they want them to earn a paycheck right now, sooner, more predictably. The teenage boy be damned. Let him try again when his life crumbles in middle age. Under the toxicity of a life that wasn't his own. And parents constantly lying and manipulating is the mildest and sweetest example there is. Because then come the dipsomaniac uncles with weed, with alcohol.
Because you're old enough now, honey.
Your teachers, who will swear with every fiber of their being that they care. But when you ask them if they teach, it will take them a long time to just whimper. How was I supposed to know? Indeed. Your teachers are making you perform as in a theater. If they actually cared any less, they'd implode. Then the f***ing recruiter at the mall. They'll sell you a citizenship, a car, a charger. Wow, really? and send you to war. Because not that long ago, they've sold themselves out. And all they can do is sell you too. The politicians, they're keeping you poor on purpose. It is the only way they know to keep the economy going. And then the irrational of the mandatory draft, of war, of lowering the mandatory draft age, as if to help the enemy erase the best of a nation, and the holding up of lines, which do matter in some ways, but not if even a single life is to be sacrificed. And then, of course, the nuclear war and the handiwork of the dumber politicians, the mutually assured destruction, the world that keeps itself hostage, all the big cities having intercontinental ballistic missiles pointed at them, pre-programmed, ready to go for decades. And that last time, they utter that dumb fucking question of how were we supposed to know? The adults try. They care to the best of their abilities, but they don't care for greatness. That's why the world is running in a loop, why it's a cycle of destruction and war. They don't care for the big picture. They don't care for growing all the way up. And if your generation behaves the same way, then the previous century will just repeat itself. Find your triple crown. Either walk the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails, or invent the equivalent. And learn to celebrate life with unmatched beauty, with unimaginable triumph, and unsurpassed uniqueness. Do not just walk with gods. Go all the way. And make no mistake, please, make no mistake. A healthy mind does not do obedience. A healthy mind requires growing up in wisdom, and it demands the resulting greatness. And that is only for a fair start in life. I repeat, you are meant to become a great being.